PPE, we need to get you up on stage. Yay, PP in the house. So let's wait a bit, maybe one more minute.
Sounds good. How's it going with that work?
Very good, very good. I'm enjoying all your treats. Cracks a smile, how to say, cracks a smile on my face or something. Always cheers me up in any case. So I'm seeing a few little pudgies in the audience, which is super cute. Woohoo! Okay, Pee-Pee is now co-host, I think. That's very good. Think we can maybe start, can already play the intro and then take it from there, then huddle in. So let's start for the huddle after I think 2 or 3 years of non-huddling. So
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the huddle! The chillest huddle that's out there. Hope everyone's brought some gloves and is getting comfy, as we will start discussing all things cute JPEGs in a moment. Nothing said in the huddle is financial or any kind of advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. And now, let's go!
Yay! So now an official GMTM to Pee-Pee. Pee-Pee is the chief meme officer of Pudgy Penguins, which is like the coolest job under the sun. GM Pee-Pee.
GM Cyborg. It's I haven't heard that intro in so long. I remember like when the first, first rally of Pudgy Penguins, hearing you do these was it's like you're an OG if you remember the huddle. So happy to see you start kicking these up again.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited. And the crazy thing is, I think last week actually I found your business card that you gave me in New York, which was shortly after Luca took over the Pudgies. So
I need to do a new one because like I made those right after like I was brought on, and so I didn't even have a team email address at the time. So some people still pass around those cards, and I don't use that email address anymore. So every now and then I'll look in the email, and I'll have emails from like months ago, just because it was like an at Gmail account that I made some time ago. But yeah, pretty funny.
Yeah, it was so cool. So, a lot of questions. I'm very excited. I think being the chief meme officer is not only the coolest job under the sun, but also one of the most important jobs because Elon Musk once said, "Who controls the memes controls the universe." So, Pee-Pee, are you controlling not only the patches, but also the universe?
Sometimes it feels that way. It's a big, it's giant shoes to fill, honestly. Like whenever Luca dubbed me Chief Meme Officer, I was like, "Are you sure?" Because that's a lot of responsibility, especially when it comes to like an NFT project. And honestly, like people are saying, "Hey, this is the meme super cycle." And to be quite honest, I don't know any meme coins or NFTs who are touching the amount of eyeballs that we're touching. Like we're, coming close to like 40 billion views on Giphy, coming close to I think close to 2 million followers on Instagram. So people all over the world are using our content. And to be honest, like a lot of them don't even know we're an NFT. But, you know, whenever a new cycle starts, a new bull run starts, it really truly starts when new money starts pouring in. So it's going to be interesting to see when that happens. I think it'll probably happen around 100K Bitcoin.
Yeah, completely agree. And the crazy thing now about patches is that so many Web2 folks, so many Web2 people know about Patchy or use Patchy without knowing that it started as an NFT. Like, my mom keeps on sending me these chiffies, the good morning and the good night ones, and she has no clue what an NFT is. And she just adores the IP and yeah.
And we have a saying in the huddle, and that's anytime someone posts a screenshot of their parent, like sending them a pudgy GIF, or they see a pudgy GIF on Facebook or something, like a normie's using a penguin in some form or fashion, we just say many such cases.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the chiffies, it's like a Trojan horse. And also the Instagram, I'm so addicted to the patchy Instagram, I must say. And it has such a wide appeal, and also I have given away so many patchy toys and whatnot. So I just think meme coins, it's no comparison to patchies.
I honestly think meme coins are here to stay, especially like when you look at Doge and you look at anytime there's like a new cycle coming in, there normies are going to come in. They're going to see, hey, Bitcoin's at 100K. How do I get more of that? And they're going to see what people are talking about, like what makes the most money in the space and stuff like that. So I think meme coins are here to stay. But like meme power, if you think back, Cyborg, like when we first started, like people were saying, hey, whatever, penguins, you can't do it. But like we really, really did when we first started have just like a troop of people who constantly posted pudgy memes, and we had Elmo, Jeebus, me, and like all the CT guys were posting pudgy memes, and we kind of had like this cope harder mentality about us. I see Saucy in the audience; he makes incredible memes, and
yay, yeah, so, Saucy.
Yeah, and so I think we have the memes down too. Like, not only are we cute JPEGs, but it's hard to touch penguins when it comes to memers.
Yeah, most definitely. And I mean, you're exactly right. I think back when Patchy launched, there wasn't a cute JPEG. There wasn't a cute NFT that was on back then Twitter, right? And then Patchy launched and everybody kind of, either hated or loved it. But even the hate was good for Patchy.
Oh, the hate. Like, that's one thing about our memers. Like, that one thing, like, I love hate so much because, like you said, like it's like the cutest PFP you could rock, right? I think that's why that makes the memes so much funnier. I see Roland in the audience. He's a part of the OCAP Games crew. And like what they've done with the card game is absolutely incredible. And like that, I think that's a new touching point for normies who are coming into the space, not knowing a thing about NFTs, not knowing a thing about crypto. But we have all these touch points that are reaching normies out in the world. And I think you're going to see that card game play a big role in that. And I honestly can't wait for the next year or two in Penguins.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I'm so excited. And it's so crazy how far we already came. And it's beyond belief because Patchy survived so many crazy incidents. Yeah, and still survived. And like all our dreams, or like most of our dreams came like true. Like, oh, we have Patchy toys now. How crazy is this?
Oh, and you think back, like, remember all the conversations we used to have in Discord and Twitter spaces when we first launched, and like all those, like, hey, like one day, like we're gonna have toys, because like you could just imagine it. And like everything that we like dreamed about, like, it's already happening. So it's been really cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So, PP, would you like to tell us a bit more about you? Like, how did you become a chief meme officer? How did you start in crypto? Is it your second bull run, or like how did you end up in crypto?
I would say this is probably my third bull run. If the bull runs truly start, I got my start in 2016 and really was a, I kind of, it's like shameful to say this. I was a huge Litecoin bull because it was the cheaper version of Bitcoin and it was the faster version of Bitcoin. And I sold all of my Litecoin when I really discovered like how powerful ETH was. And I started buying a bunch of ETH in 2017. I bought a bunch of ETH after the 2017 bull run when it dipped, like when it dipped below $100, that's where I bought most of my ETH. And to be quite honest, like I thought NFTs, like big Bored Apes kind of had their run. And I always thought of NFTs to be like kind of stupid, if I'm being completely honest. And I was friends with Jeebus, I was friends with Elmo, I was friends with Icebergy, and they would not stop talking about Pudgy Penguins in our group chats. And I was like, all right, I'll check them out. And this was about a week after Mint, right? So I think Penguin floor price was around like 0.09, 0.1 ETH or something like that. And so I went to OpenSea. I was looking at Penguins. They just made me laugh. Never had an NFT like done that to me. Like I was like, all right, these are actually cute. I could see where the appeal of this IP could like really, really do numbers. And I came across this penguin, the red penguin with the red background and the blue overalls. And I was obsessed with, I grew up playing Mario, right? And so this penguin reminded me a lot of Mario. So if you look back,
most definitely super cool.
My first penguin post was, I basically edited my PFP to have like Mario in the background and just said, hey, like, I'm in, this is cool. And like the community like brought me under their arms, like under their wings or flippers, if you will. And I really started falling in love with the people in this community. And like when you think about it, it's not just NFTs that community is like really important. It's everything. Like meme coins right now, the ones with the strongest communities are the ones who are like honestly rallying the boat the most. And so I'd always had like this history of like trying to pump my bags via making meme videos, right? And so I used to do this for coins back before I got into NFTs, and I did it for other NFTs. Like whenever I like would buy in during that 2021 run, I would make meme videos for them. But the one that really stood the test of time, I think, was for penguins. I just kept making penguin videos because they just made me laugh every single time I would make one, just because it's this cute fat penguin that you're like, I constantly kept putting in these weird situations. And so like we know what the old team did, like the old team, like I'm still friends with Cole, Mr. Tubby and all those guys, but they kind of,
I recently met Mr. Tubby like a month ago.
Dude, I got the best Mr. Tubby story. He's the nicest guy. He like whenever I was sick with COVID in 2021, like he hit me up. He's like, hey, like I know like this sucks, like shoot me over your address. I'm gonna DoorDash you some Chinese food. It'll make you feel better.
Aww, like, that's like the nicest thing ever.
Yeah, so that was like another testament to who those guys are, who the community of Pudgy was. But so like I kind of feel like they struck gold and didn't really realize like what to do with it with the Pudgy Penguins. So nice guys, but really didn't have like a full fledged business plan. Luca was a holder at the time.
They had no business plan.
No business plan, right? Which is hilarious because, like to me, it's the best-looking NFT. You should have a really good business plan. So Luca was a holder, and his backstory is kind of funny. Like, you know, he gets the bouncing egg just like we all got the bouncing egg. And when it comes December, those bouncing eggs hatch on Christmas Day, and there's an inanimate fishing rod inside. I think that sent Luca over the edge, right? So he like messages the Instagram. Agents is like running the Instagram at the time, just like to help. And Luca messages like, dude, like, what are you guys doing? He's like so pissed off. And then, you know, all the drama happens with the old team. And Luca puts a bid out there. And I think one of Cole's friends was like also friends with Luca. So he saw that tweet and like connected them, and they really started talking about like, hey, what would this look like? And, you know, Cole, like, I'll give him props because he knew they weren't the right team for the job, but he also didn't want to leave Pudgy Penguins in the hands of somebody who they didn't see a future working out with. And they really saw a future with what Luca's vision was. And when Luca took it over, you know, he'd already been talking to agents via the Instagram account. So he asked agents, like, hey, pick me out two or three people who can come on as my community team and really help drive this thing. And they brought on me and Burko and Bo Security. And like that was kind of the original four community team. We're still here to this day. And you know, behind the scenes, we have a lot of conversations on like, hey, what will the community hate? What will the community love? How do we get it to a spot where it's really, really going to work? And it's been a blast.
It's been a blast, but also it's been really hard. I mean, Luca really, the time when he took over the Pachis was like the deepest bear market, right? I mean, oh my gosh, this was really crazy. And we've been the underdogs from day one anyways, and then put on top all the bear market troubles. I mean, you guys, it's remarkable the job you did so far. It's beyond belief. Kudos.
Yeah. And I think, man, we've talked about this too. Like, I think the reason we kind of won the bear market, I think you win bear markets by doing stuff because no one else is doing anything. And doing stuff makes noise and makes people realize, hey, like these guys are for real. Like this bear market is not phasing in them. And you think about it, when they took over, it was like the start of the bear market. So we had no choice but to do stuff. So we're, you know, making toy deals, going into Walmart, going into Target. And the floor price of Penguins really didn't catch up until people realized, oh, these guys are for real. But the bull market is a little bit different. It's less about what you do and about how much noise you can make. So I think one of the things with our community is amazing. But we're so used to the team actually doing stuff. So that's one thing I think as a community, Saucy does an incredible job of this. I think everybody listening to this space right now does a really good job. We got to make noise as Penguins. That's what the bull market is all about. And I think, you know, as a community, we started making noise. But I think as a team, you're going to start seeing us to make a little bit more noise in the future. So look forward to that.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, I mean, that's how Pachi became famous, right? From day one. I think when I bought my first Pachi, like 2 days after, it was in the New York Times. It was like, oh my God, what on earth is this? So it's been crazy. Like, and everybody did just vibe with Pachi and liked it. And the community from day one created so many content around Pachi, which was crazy, right?
Yeah, it's so funny. The content around Pudgy, a lot of people may not realize this, but we have a 24/7 live stream that goes on our Discord called Pudgy TV. And it's just all the old meme videos from the past, right? And they're in a loop. And I've timed it out. That loop of meme videos is roughly about 55 minutes of meme videos. So like, if you have a free hour, go watch Pudgy TV and you can watch the loop. And I can't name another community, like another coin, another anything that has close to an hour's worth of meme videos that you can really, really proliferate whatever it is you're trying to proliferate with. So it's a great tool, and I think you're going to see more and more meme videos. We should be posting one from Maine sometime soon. So
yes, please, more meme videos. And I think, I mean, with Pachi, everything was created genuinely. Like, people just like the IP. This is like, it was not, like, I mean, even when Pachi was down bad and when we had all the drama, like the team got ousted and whatnot, people kept creating memes and videos, and it just kept on going. It wasn't about pumping anyone's backs. It was really that the community just loved to vibe with each other. And I think this is like super, super rare. And this has really staying power.
You think back to like that original Pudgy run, it was euphoric, right? And I think one of the things that made it the most euphoric is all of the people who, I guess, I don't know, for some reason they hated Cole. And so they were calling it some like weird CT inside pump. And like, there was like, it was a huge anti-Penguin crowd. And the community, like, we kind of ate it up. And we're like, I think of the saying, and you guys probably all remember it, but whenever we would meme with Penguins and people would ask you, like, why are these pumping? We would just say, we just like the Penguins. And I remember that saying, like, we just like the Penguins. And so we would go to that, like, we go back to that every single time. Like, we would try to, like, fight for our bags. And it was just, it was, like, one of my favorite times in crypto, I think. Like, those first 3 months of Pudgy Penguins, unforgettable.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, even, I mean, people kind of hated on Pudgy, and I think it's very remarkable that since then Luca kind of turned everyone around. Like, I feel that I think there's hardly anyone on X that does not know about Pudgy, and even most of the haters now became either Pudgies or at least fans, because sooner or later everybody wiped with the cuteness, which I find really, really extraordinary.
Yeah, speaking of, I think another one of my favorite memories is, like, I don't know, you guys remember, like, Farouk was a big Cool Cats boy, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I had Farouk in my DMs. Like, yeah.
He shit publicly on Penguins back in the day, but we took him under our wing. We're like, nah, dude, like, who cares? Like, if you like Penguins now, that's fine with us. And so, like, me and Berko did a, I think he had, like, a bet on his, like, Twitter or something. It's like, hey, if Pudgy flips Cool Cats, I'll do the ice bucket challenge or something like that back in the day. And he was true to his word. I remember me and Berko got behind him and dumped a shit ton of ice on top of his head at Rug Radio.
No house. Way. I did not notice. Yeah. I missed this. Oh my gosh.
He was such a good trooper that, like, the first shot wasn't good. So he allowed us to do it again. So shout out for Rug. He's true to his word.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, that's the cool thing. Everybody, I think, because of the IP, but also because of Luca and the whole Pudgy team, like, everybody came around and then started to like and support Pudgies. And it wasn't about, like, one against the other. Like, I think the way Luca played it was really, really smart and really, like, so on brand, being collaborative and not, like, making enemies with the whole space.
Yeah, and honestly, too, I think that mentality of, like, being collaborative and not enemies, it really, really helped us out whenever we launched Walmart. You think back, like, there were people going out and just buying so many toys from Walmart, and it wasn't just Penguin holders. It was all of Web3, and the narrative from that was, like, hey, like, this is, like, a step forward for, like, not just NFTs, but, like, crypto in general. Like, this gets crypto into the face of normies who are, like, walking through. We need a better name than normies, by the way. Like, it's, like, calling
them
muggles.
It's a bit inciting. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it gets penguins, not just penguins, but crypto in the face of normies. And, you wouldn't have that if we didn't extend the olive branch and say, hey, we don't care if you hated us in the past. Like, we're Penguins. We're here. We're going to keep building. And I think a lot of people showed up and showed out for that Walmart drop. So super appreciative from a Pudgy Penguin standpoint.
Yeah, most definitely. And I mean, it's actually been the same now with Apes, right? We just saw Ape Fest. And when Ape wins, like, the whole space wins. And it's the same as Pudgy. Like, when Pudgy wins, the whole space wins and beyond. So I think there's really this strategic angle, which is really, really smart and which goes so far and is, like, yeah, so also on brand.
100% agree. I got a question for you, Cyborg.
Woohoo. Right. I have a ton of questions. Okay, but you first. Yes.
Yeah, so, like, you used to these back in the day, right? And I used to eat them up. I think the whole huddle did. So you kicking it back up is awesome. But what caused you to stick around? Like, you didn't have to stick around. Like, Penguins ran up. Like, the floor price was at 20 ETH, and, like, so many OGs just said, screw it. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to stay a Penguin. So what kept you around in the huddle?
This is a very good question. And I just find them cute. Like, you know, even when I bought my first penguin, and then 2 days after, I think, this New York Times article came out and they pumped, and I had no clue people were selling them. I was like, why? why people say they're penguin? Like, I didn't understand the principle behind. And it's just, I don't know, I just love this as my Web3 identity. I love the whole community. I love the Pudgy IP, and I have so much respect for like what Luca and the complete Pudgy team is building. It's very inspiring, and it's so much the right way. I mean, if Pudgy had been sold to anyone else, I think it may have not gone down so well. So
yeah, I agree. I mean, the community is strong, and I think the team really, really, you know, sees that and wants to make them proud. And you just had the quote of the week, by the way, and that's, why would you ever sell your penguin? I think if you tweeted that with a picture of your penguin and said, why would you ever sell your penguin? Look at this. Like, I think you would create a new copy pasta.
Okay. Duly noted. We restarted. No, but also now that my Pudgy got licensed on this trade card game, and I didn't actually, when I applied for this trade card game, I didn't realize how big it is and how cool it would be. And then when this week I got sent my Pudgy, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm falling in love all over again with this cuteness, with this patchiness. And it's like,
I'm gonna give OCAP Games another shout out. Like, you honestly have one of the most goated cards in the game, by the way. But like, they have, I think, the team to get it done when it comes to, if you want a successful trading card game. Not only do they have a great artist, they have great like visionary, but like rolling down the audience, I see him, nicest guy in the world. He's like a 4-time like Magic the Gathering world champion. He knows his shit. And so like, I think this game, and I've tried to play Magic in the past, and I just can't ever find anybody who's nerdy enough to play with me, right? My wife, like, she tried, she's like, I can't get into it. I just like it. But like, this game feels a lot like it's almost to me, and I don't know if they want to market it as this, but it's like a starter version of Magic. Not only did she love the game, she was like, she came to like our training event in Singapore and ended up teaching people how to play and just honestly kicked my ass a few times in the game. So I look forward to this getting to the hands of a bunch of people who are into trading card games. And I think the Penguins are absolutely going to love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so like, I don't know, so fun, so inspiring, like the cards I've seen so far. It's like, oh my gosh, how is this even possible? They already looked cute. How can you add more cuteness to these patches? It's like, it immediately puts a smile on your face, and I think it will overtake Pokemon, because I'm very biased, but I just think they are beyond cute. And yeah, when I saw my trading card, I was like, I'm melting. Yeah, this is like, so cute.
It's a much better game than Pokemon, trading card game. I don't know if you ever played Pokemon, but way funner of a game and concept. So super excited.
Yeah. So now my questions to you. I have so many. So let's see. Coming back to being a chief meme officer, do you have favorite memes? If yes, what are like your 3 favorite memes?
You say faith? Do I have faith with memes?
No. Favorite memes.
Oh, favorite. Yes, I have faith in memes. My 3 favorite.
I love the word game, though.
Are you talking about Pudgy memes or memes in general?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Are in your favorite memes Pudgy memes?
Mm.
If we have like a subsection, if your favorite memes of all time, what are they?
My gosh. Honestly, I think one of my favorite memes of all time is Bad Luck Brian. I don't know if you're familiar with Bad Luck Brian, but it's an OG meme. It's just this smiling redheaded kid with braces, and the meme goes like, they took this guy's school picture, right? And I think it's just a goofy picture of this school kid, but the way people memed it was like, you know, I'll take this for instance, you know, bought into Litecoin, Charlie Lee dumps all his Litecoin right after. It's basically every single thing that wrong could happen to this kid is going to happen. So Bad Luck Brian, that's an OG meme. It always makes me laugh because it's just a smiling, goofy kid. It's hard to top Doge. Doge makes me laugh all the time just because it's a goofy dog, like with his mouth open, and you know.
Yeah, Doge is a classic, most definitely.
But I don't know. As far as penguin memes go, like Kopi is really hard to beat. Like back in the day, like when it was me and him, like mainly doing the videos, we would always constantly try to like one up each other, like on like who can make the most epic Pudgy video. But his have really stood the test of time. So super huge shout out to Kopi.
Yay. And how do you get inspired? Where do you draw your inspiration from?
Normally for every now and then I'll look at like market sentiment and try to think of like movie scenes that match that sentiment. Like, hey, how can I transform this movie scene into something that makes sense? And so like whenever we announced our basically our advisory board for Pudgy, like I went in and basically took an Avengers scene and basically put all of our advisors penguins on the Avengers scene. And yeah.
Oh, I love this one. Yeah, PP, and do you think memes are a form of storytelling, and how do they weave into the narrative of Pudgy? Because it's kind of, this is how Pudgy started.
Really do think that they're like one of the most crucial elements of storytelling, because like it's what builds lore, right? And you'll begin to see this like as Pudgy the brand, the company, is like writing this story out. Like they're going to be tapping into moments of lore that the community have already created. And so, dude, you think about it, like the card game, the OCAP games, like it involves rods, and like they really, really like Spencer knows his stuff when it comes to Pudgy lore. And so they dipped into moments of lore that, you know, have been memed through the years. So I 100% believe that memes play into the storytelling.
Yeah, me too. And I think with Pudgies, it's so dense. Like you have so much or so many memes, and it doesn't stop. Like the penguin is just so versatile and so universal. So, like it keeps on memeing, and I'm very excited about the Pudgy future, and I recently reread about Pokemon and when they started and how long it did take them to get off the ground. And I'm watching Pudgy closely, and I'm just shilling them in real life, all the toys and whatnot, because I find them so adorable. So
yeah, 100%. You just saw a change too from our official account. Like we were rocking.
Yeah, exactly. Can you give us some alpha?
Yeah. Not really alpha, but I'll kind of explain the reason we did that. Like we want people to be their penguins, right? And so why are we not a penguin as like Pudgy Penguins, the brand? So we were rocking the igloo forever, and we're like, no, like we should, like that brand should be a penguin. And like recently we've all been like tweeting more from that account and kind of putting our own spin on things and memeing from that account, really leaning into how we started as a community with memes. And so we wanted to give it a personality. And so we created the penguin for it. And so just like you see like Kaito rocking a penguin, Vanek rocking a penguin, one of the things we realize is as these brands are like rocking a penguin, their personality starts to leak out a little bit more through that penguin, and they've really loved it. So we're like, dude, like, what are we doing? Like, so we changed over to a penguin and tweeted, be the penguin. And it was a great tweet. And I think really resonated well with the community.
Yeah, oh my gosh, so much. Like, I mean, MoonPay, like, everyone, like, it's crazy. Uniswap, I don't know, it seems everybody on X, like everybody on DeFi, in DeFi, or like kind of all things crypto and NFT related, all things Web3, like once they change into Pachi, they get so much more love.
Can you imagine? So like that, the idea of that back in 2021 just is kind of like mind blowing. It's like you'd be getting these institutions and stuff rocking a penguin. That's something I don't think we even thought of back then. Like we just thought toys and stuff. But I think we're at the point now where people are starting to realize like this is like the becoming the face of crypto. So it's kind of one of our goals, becoming the face of crypto.
Yeah, and it's so huge. I mean, was it this week or last week that you guys posted the Pachi in the New York Stock Exchange?
I think that was from the VanEck bell ringing, Luke.
Yeah.
And that was actually awesome. They invited us to the bell ringing, and not only were we there to help celebrate that in, like they used like pudgy GIFs on like the stock exchange. Like you had like Mad Money being filmed down on the floor of the stock exchange, and then pudgy GIFs. Like
no,
all
yeah, no way.
Really, really fun to see.
No way.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Yeah, it's really like all the accounts that change into Apache, I think they become more playful. And yeah, also they get more interaction and get so much, so much more attraction.
Even if they don't mean to become more playful, the penguin just makes them feel
yeah
more relatable in the space. So it's really cool to see happen.
Yeah, actually true. They become more relatable and more, it's not like, some of the crypto things are because they are decentralized or whatnot. It's a bit hard to, it's very abstract, right? And then when they get the patchy, it's like very everybody... Abstract. Yeah, and then when they get to Pachi, everybody just wants to hug them. So they get instant love and become so much more relatable, which is cool because actually I think there are studies like in marketing, if you use a human face, your marketing campaign becomes more relatable. And here we have it in crypto with a Pachi face, which is so cool.
Yeah, 100% agree.
And would you have thought it would go so crazy? Like every morning I'm opening my crypto X it's beyond belief.
No, yeah, it really is. I think we all had wild expectations and dreams when we first bought into the penguins and really started pushing them back in 2021. But to see what's kind of happened over the past few years with like, to me, Giphy is the craziest thing to think about. Like over 30 billion views. Like when we passed Star Wars, I knew something, this is huge, right? And Star Wars is like around 10 billion views on Giphy. We kind of made it a goal. It's like, hey, we want to pass SpongeBob one day. Because when you think of like GIFs that are very meme-y, SpongeBob is like top of mind. People use them all over the place every day, right? And I think SpongeBob is around, I haven't looked in like about a month, but when I looked last time, it was around like 74 billion. And then the pace we're going, we started this year off with 10 billion. And like we've, you know, we're tripled that over the past, you know, 5 months. So I believe we're going to hit 40 plus billion GIF views by the end of the year. And it kind of is like a compounding effect because we're not going to stop making GIFs. And that means people aren't going to stop seeing penguins. So we're not going to stop and they're not going to stop. It's kind of like our mindset on GIFs.
Yeah, but also the crazy thing is, I mean, how old is SpongeBob? Because, I mean, Pachi, it's like in 2021 they were launched, but it's not until 2022, I think, the Chiffy account was set up. So it's not been long, actually.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been long. And it's been really cool to see the growth on that. And honestly, the Instagram as well. Like whenever we go to Comic-Con, like we have a small community meetup like with actual penguin holders at Comic-Con. I think we did a dinner for our holders there this year. And I think maybe like 5 or 6 people were there. But honestly, like the thousands of people who showed up at our booth, like most of them knew who we were. You heard stories from people who like, oh my gosh, I send this send these gifts or send these animations to like my boyfriend or girlfriend like every day, and like people really, really love the penguin. And I think like that's one of the things we heard at Comic-Con is like there's really never been a penguin brand that stuck around long enough to withstand the test of time, because people love penguins. And that's one thing that we learned at Comic-Con is like, hey, we could really, really become the penguin that everyone knows and loves. We have to just lean into this harder. And I think that's one of our goals, is just Pudgy Penguins to become the penguin that people know and love around the world.
Oh, yeah, I think Pudgy has so much soul. Like, I feel other IPs, they maybe at the beginning they had soul, but then they kind of lost it. And, I mean, you say SpongeBob as kind of the North Star with 74 billion, but you guys already overtook Mickey Mouse, right? You overtook Disney. Yeah.
Hello. I think one of my favorite memes, anytime we, like, pass somebody on Giphy Views, the Grim Reaper meme of, like, all this, like, the, you know, going from door to door. And we've passed Star Wars, Pokemon.
Crazy.
Disney, and I think the next big one on our list to overtake is SpongeBob, and we're gonna do it.
But you guys, wait! I missed, because I knew you overtook Disney, but Pokemon. I mean, Pokemon right now is still the most valuable IP in the world. So I mean, you just casually overtook Pokemon. That is crazy. I mean. I think we haven't even started yet. I mean,
one of my favorite things that Luca likes to compare penguins to, honestly, is Pokemon. You think about the cards, and you think about people collecting the cards, and those first edition cards are like the grails, right? And so, like, when people start thinking about Pudgy's growing, I think the NFTs themselves are really cool to think about as, like, hey, these are the first edition, like, Pudgy Penguins, you know what I mean? And so, like, there's only going to be 8,888 of these. There's only going to be 22,222 Lils. But, like, how do you connect with more people? And I think as a brand, as we grow, more people are going to fall in love with Pudgy Penguins. Pudgy World's fantastic. We had a few playtests.
I know. I played Pudgy World, and even I played it with kids. And, like, everybody genuinely loves it and is addicted to it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like you make this big enough funnel, and it all ties back to those original NFTs, which, like, if you think about it, compare it to like the first edition Pokemon cards.
Yeah, just it's not really related, but with Pudgy World, I saw there's a Pudgy chess game, but it's not working. Will it work at some point? Because it's just like, I'm so excited. It's like, and everybody around me is so excited.
Yeah. So I know they're working on, we just did a small alpha test of like the latest version of Pudgy World. Yeah. And I think over the next month or two, you're going to see that roll out in like a wider fashion before it actually goes public. So I know they're focusing heavy on that. So I'll let them know the chess game isn't working.
Yes, please. Because, yeah, I wanted to play and I was like, oh no. I would have loved to see what's the queen.
You're like, I want to play some chess, and you didn't think about chess.com or anything like that.
No, it's the Pudgy chess or no chess. Like, no compromises. So what would you say, Pudgy's doing so much, so are there like any priorities, or is there any focus? As a side sentence, I still would love some more Pudgy t-shirts I could buy.
I don't know if you, did you see the Halloween contest?
I did, but the thing is with Halloween, it's like, it's very seasonal.
That's what I was going to say, I think...
PP, did we lose you, or is it just...
Call. I had to... Am I back? Can you hear me?
No worries. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that went so well. We're going to do more of those and make them less specific than Halloween. Because, Peter, they design our shirts and everything like that. They're going to be hyper-specific, like, on events and stuff like that. Like, shirts that are, you know, just tailored to that stuff. But, you know, our community loves the IP. They love making the IP. So I think leaning into the community more, rewarding the community for making these shirts was like a huge success, I think, on the Halloween front. So I can see us doing that again in the future for like more generic penguin shirts.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there could be something like a capsule collection, like some standard stuff. And then you can have seasonal T-shirts that might become even a collectible or something. But, I mean, you have so much you can do. And also, I think right now there are no T-shirts for little ones. So if you wanted to give a patchy T-shirt to your niece or like to a five-year-old, you have to kind of create it yourself. So.
Yeah, and shout out Cheryl down in the audience, by the way. She made some really cool Pudgy Malaysia shirts for kids. And so my kids wear those things all the time.
Are they still available? Or
I don't know. Foxy, you may slide into Cyborg's DMs.
Yes, Cheryl. Please. But I think you guys really, there's so much you can do. And I mean, you've already done so much, but I think still you haven't started yet. There's just like the patchy IP is just like infinite, I feel.
I agree. I think, over the next few months, we have several announcements to come out, but it's not really, you think about it, and we try to emphasize this, it's not about what the team does. Honestly, it's about what the community does. And I think my job on the community team is just making sure our community continues to have fun, continues to build with the IP, and as a company, we support that. And so I think over the next year, you're going to see us do way more stuff, lean on the community, because that's our roots, really. Like, if you think back about it, like in 2021, we had a team that didn't know what we were doing, but we still made it because our community was so strong. Yeah. So less relying on the team to do stuff, more really, really putting the magnifying glass on what the community is doing in Pudgy Penguins. The amount of builders who are in the space who are rocking Pudgy Penguins, you'll see an announcement later this week. Kind of highlighting that. So, yeah.
I completely agree. And I mean, the patchy Halloween t-shirts looked so cool. Like, I think the patchies are just very blessed having such a cool community and such a talented community. So you don't need to kind of outsource or rely on something else. Like, and also I think that's the strength, because if I look into older IPs, I feel sometimes they are very much disconnected to their clients, not even their community, because they don't really have one. And with patchy, it's so crossroad, and it's so much, I don't know, it's so much in relation, or it's so much in tune with the community, which is like so, so cool.
Well, you could have the greatest IP and the greatest team in the world, but without community, it's not going to really do much. So I think that's one of the things that's kind of caused Penguins to like withstand the test of time. It's just the people who are dedicated to shining light on how great not only the penguin is, but the community is. And so we can't stop with that.
Yeah, and also I think with the community, I mean, if you think of it, how it all started, it's so crazy. It's kind of grassroots. And Luca, he actually did spend money on the IP instead of like minting and then getting something first. So I think
it's the first. It's right. It's the best CTO of all time.
I mean, right? It is. Yeah.
Yeah, because you think about it, it's like everyone's focused on like, hey, like this is a great CTO. It's like community takeover coin, blah blah blah. Like, this was genuinely a community takeover. Luca was part of a community member, didn't like how things were going, bought it, and then they snatched all his royalties away. Like, they buy Pudgy Penguins and then Blur and OpenSea turn royalties to zero. So they
came for projects, but not for themselves, of course.
So they came into the thing, like, thing is like, all right, we got to build. And then, like, after that happened, we really were bootstrapped, really, you know, working hard every single day. So I think that's honestly the grind up of us being bootstrapped. And, you know, there was no mint funds for minting. Like, they actually had to spend money to get here.
Exactly, yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons, like, we did what we did during the bear market. Because there was no fail. It was, we had to win.
Well, this is, yeah, there was only one option, and the option was to win or to win. It's crazy. But it's, I mean, that's really, that's always been the power of Pachi, like the community. And this has been so crazy, like, about Luca. He has been so transparent. Like, the months he spent in Discord and having spaces, like initially after he bought Pachi, like it's unseen, like how much he listened to the community. It's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Luca on that. Like that's one of the things, like to think that every other week, like every other Sunday, we do an Inner Igloo. And it's just a time for kind of Luca to like update the community on like, hey, here's what we're doing, but also like open invitation for anyone who's a holder to come up and give ideas, share ideas, and just really help build what Pudgy Penguins is doing, because we don't want to do anything that the community isn't into and isn't loving. And I think, you know, the idea of putting a QR code on a toy and getting someone on chain from that actually came from Inner Igloo. That was like a holder's idea. I'm pretty sure it was Brighty's. I can't remember.
I think it was Brighty's. I just wanted to say it was Brighty's.
Shout out Brighty. He's big brain. But knowing that came from the community and it wasn't a team thing, like that's why these Inner Igloos are important, just so we can hear out the community on, you know, what do they think? What would make what makes Pudgy Penguins better? And so.
Well, I love that Luca is so transparent and the whole team has been so transparent and really listened to the community. It's like I would not take it for granted, because, I mean, I've seen other projects in the space, and it was very much, there was this famous one, get lost and get out of here. Like, I mean, it's crazy how open he is and how much he's also open to pivot if something, like, he has an assumption and then it's like maybe not really what we want or what is best, and then he pivots or tweaks. It's really, really genius.
I agree, and I don't think I told you I have a heart out in about 10 minutes, Cyborg.
Shall we take if there are any questions, maybe we can take a few Pachis up on stage. If there are little, speaking of community, if there are questions, so whoever wanted to ask PP, the chief meme officer of Pachi Penguins, whoever wanted to ask PP questions, please come up on stage now. I think sometimes the Pachis are very shy, which is very cute, actually. I think they might write you later, Pee-Pee, but now I don't see any hands.
No hands yet. I see some penguins that always have questions, though, so I would love to hear from them.
Yeah.
But we can keep talking, though, if nobody comes up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so in any case, I find it crazy how I think actually, because at the beginning people were like, oh, he's so young, and it's and people really took the age against him, but it's been such, like, it's been nothing but a strength, actually, that he's so young and is really in tune with, like, our generation and the community, not somebody who's like, I don't know, like very old, very accomplished on paper, but has no clue about Pachi vibes, right?
Yeah, it's been fun to see him grind. Like, I didn't really know Luca too much before he took over Pudgy Penguins, but being able to work behind the scenes with him, like, I'd follow this guy anywhere. Like, he's constantly working, constantly thinking, hey, how do we make this thing win for my community? So there's nobody else out there like him.
Yeah, most definitely. But I think also the whole Pachi team, I think that he, like, how he assembled the team, like having you on board, having Burke on board, like really OGs and not somebody like, that has, I mean, initially Pachi, I think, everyone was hired from the community, right? It was not really like accomplished CVs on paper or something. It was like really hands-on grassroots community, which is like so, so cool.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's a lot of people on our team who aren't from the community, but they still have the same passion that we do as a community team. Most, I think everyone on our community team is from the community, but like creative, there's some guys that Peter brought on, and they still have that same passion that we do, because like over these past, you know, 2 years of working on Pudgy Penguins, they have gotten to love the IP, and you know, they all come to the events and stuff as well, so they've also gotten to love the community. So that's been really cool to see, like, guys who are, you know, came into this like saying, all right, I'm gonna make penguin stuff, and now they're like, yeah, Pudgy Penguins is it's unbeatable.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle, right? Pudgy Penguins, like, it's more than a penguin, actually. So now in the last 5 minutes, because you said you have a hard stop, can you leak any alpha? Or like a little alpha, maybe?
I don't know if I can leak any alpha, but I think...
Or any cool things you can tell us.
The best alpha I can give is, I kind of already spoke on it. Like, you're going to see us lean way more into the community, especially from main account. That's, you know... Us changing our PFP from the igloo to the penguin really is it's a signal. Like we're gonna make the penguin the face of penguins. And I think you're really gonna see that over the next year, and we're really gonna shine the spotlight. One of the things Luca said he wanted to do when he first took over is he wants to make Pudgy Penguins, people who own a Pudgy Penguin, famous. And I think you're gonna see that over the next year.
Very, very cool. Can't wait. And please, can you put this face of like your new logo as a t-shirt also? Coming back to my
honestly, t-shirt request. Like, that's a great idea. I could see us doing that. And
yay! And I'll follow up with Foxy Penguin later with regards to the kids' t-shirts. I've already seen it. Looks very cute.
You know, we were kind of hesitant to do the blue penguin because it's not an actual NFT, but it's become the penguin that people know and love from Instagram. And so,
yeah, it's the meta penguin kind
exactly.
of, right?
It's a blank canvas, and I think it's a perfect red pill for someone who's like, all right, what is this brand about? What is this? Like, if you start, like, have the traits and stuff on it, it kind of confuses people. And so I think that's the NFT is a deeper dive, and I think that's why you think about it as being, like, the bottom of the funnel that people will eventually get to. But the blue penguin is such a great red pill.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's so pure and so recognizable. And it you look at it, the big cute eyes, and it's just so cute and adorable, but also cool and very very contemporary. Like, it feels very fresh.
It's a blank canvas to meme with.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So are there any upcoming community events? I think there's New York or something upcoming.
I'll give a huge shout out to Pudgy Oceania. It's our Australian community. They just had an insane event with Infinex a couple weeks ago, and they're doing another one, I think, in November. I talked to them recently. They're a brand new sub-community. This guy named DC runs it in 1L, and they're awesome guys, and you know, they're trying to get off the ground. If you haven't followed Pudgy Oceania yet, go follow them. Cheryl's our you know, our Asia lead for Pudgy Penguins, and so I've been working a lot with our Asia communities over in Pudgy Asia and making sure that, you know, the stuff that's going on over at DEF CON is going to be cool. The event out there is going to be fantastic. If you're going to DEF CON, make sure you go to the Pudgy event. And yeah, I think our creme de la creme of events is at Art Basel, just because that's in Miami.
No way, you're at Art Basel.
Yeah, this will be our third Art Basel.
Oh my god!
As a team, but yeah, highly. That's kind of like the event for us because our home base is in Miami, right? That's where Luca and Peter and all of them are, so really have more time and more eyeballs on what we're doing in Miami. So highly encourage, if you haven't made plans yet for the first week of December, make sure you find yourself in Miami with your penguin in hand. We'll be there.
Yay, this is beyond exciting. So yeah, I think there will be some more announcements in Discord, I would think. And with this, thank you so much, PP, for your time and all the insights and all your inspiration. We will upload this episode on Spotify. So for everybody that missed this this episode with the one and only PP, you can hear it again and again and again. And wishing you a lovely day. Can't wait to see you in one of the, and to see all the other Pachis in one of the upcoming community events. So, yay!
Can't wait. Cyborg, thanks for doing this. I look forward to listening to more of them. I think, you know, if you're an OG, remember these, the Huddle episodes with Cyborg. So, super happy to see you kick this back up. And, I can't wait to listen to how horrible I sound on Spotify. Love you guys.
Woohoo. Okay, can't wait. See you very soon, PP. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. And to all the Pachis also, a lovely day. And huddle up.
Huddle up.